The following program contains moments of exceptional sophistry. Be warned and be cool.
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
I put a spell on you.
Townsend put Screamin' Jay Hawkins' spell on you, and that's a great way to start Weird Sounds Inside the Gold Mine. You're under our spell. I am Mike Gold. This is the aforementioned Weird Sounds Inside the Gold Mine. We have got tons of ass-kicking rock and blues for you. We even have us a little bitty, about 12-minute tribute to the man without a category. What else do we have for you? Well, you're going to find out right now because we've got so much music that I have to talk less. Aren't you lucky? Aren't you lucky? Aren't you listening to America's True Pop Culture Channel? GetThePointRadio.com.
break our eyes. And I'm wondering if I should have made this trip uptown.
Long way down. people call me the scandalizer. The world was my appetizer. I turned games into fertilizer. King of the New York streets. I throw cars like a window pane. For breakfast I eat nails and chains. To my kingdom I proclaim. King of the New York streets. You walk tall with sand. Just a local gladiator. If I'm the king of the New York streets. Well, I was only 16 years, so what would I have known? In my mind, these passing years, the legend sure has grown. No, people come from miles around to see my raw tenement crown. Always up, Jack, never down. King of the New York street. Check it out. Schools gave me nothing needed. To my throne I proceeded. Every warning went unheeded. Hey, king of the New York street. We walked off. Double dealer, king of the New York streets. Well, I was only 16 years, so what would I have known? In my mind, these passing years, the legend sure has gone. You know, each time I jump behind the wheel of a pinstripe custom old Mobile. The guys would bow and the girls would squeal. It's the king of the New York street. What local bullies are deflated. Backstreet jive that I translated. Top 10 girls were all I dated. King of the New York street. We walk the set.
Dion DiMucci, the once and forever king of the New York streets. Still knocking them dead after all these years before Dion the Crystal's little boy, before the Crystals, Duane Eddy, Rockabilly Holiday. Martha Wainwright preceded Duane from her brand new album that was So Down. Jeremy and the Harlequins preceded Martha with No One Cares. Well, I care. It's a good song. And we opened the set with The Friggs, or is it just Friggs? They only had one album. Hard to say. Bad word for a good thing. Ain't that the truth, folks? You've heard the phrase hardwired. Well, our next set, 4 tracks, hard weird. What do I mean? Well, we're opening with Canned Heat plus Little Richard. That's just where we start. And we start just after we make you deaf.
Mike, go!
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Get the point, radio.
Sometimes musicians got to play when they're not wanted. Oh, I know you might find that hard to believe, but that's true. Let's say you sitting up one Friday night. The fella at the bar say, "Hey, weren't you here last Friday night?" He say, "Yeah, I was here last Friday night." He say, "I didn't like you." Under your breath, you go, Well, that makes us even. But you keep on setting up, and you feel a little tap on your shoulder. You turn around, and there's this woman. She got on more makeup than five drag queens in West Hollywood. And she say, "Are you loud?" You say, "McLeod." "Are you loud?" "Oh, no. We ain't loud, just a acoustic bass and a guitar."
"Mm-hmm. Is that a speaker?"
"Well, that's an amplifier. You see, we use that so we can hear ourselves while you all are enjoying your dinners and your libations, your conversation, and watching television."
"I think you're loud. I'm going to tell the manager you're loud."
"Well, you had enough then. That's when you tell her, "Madam, compared to your makeup, we're mute."
She says, "Well, I never."
And you say, "Well, maybe you should. Had to write this song. Ain't it rough?" "Well, I'm working in this country bar, picking nothing new on my guitar. And I was really thinking, I ain't getting too far. And this fella having a couple of beers says, 'Son, when you get done, come over here. I'm gonna tell you how to be a star.' Well, first you need a will of steel, a genuine country feel. By the way, you know a song by George Jones? Well, I found my way to start to play. He stopped loving her today. When I got to the bandstand, that man was gone. Ain't it rough?
Yeah, tough.
Ain't it tough?
Yeah, tough?
Yeah, when you're doing all you can, but it ain't enough.
Yeah.
I know it's rough.
Yeah, it's rough.
I know it's tough.
Oh, it's tough.
When you're doing all you can, but it ain't enough. Well, I was working in this Holiday Inn. I was playing bad music and watching Sin, but I don't mind telling you, the pay was all right. But I had to wear this tight pink suit that the leader of the band, he thought was cute. I got nervous sitting down every night. I was picking guitar and handling the lights, and I'm gonna tell you, I was doing all right, but I felt some trouble when this drunk kept coming on. I said, "Excuse me, man, I got a cue." He said, "Is that more important than me talking to you?" I said, "It's something I got to do. Don't get me wrong." Well, he got mad, started raising sand, swung at me, hit the leader of the band. They gave me a slip, matched my suit. I'm gone. Ain't it rough?
Ain't it
tough?
Tough.
When you're doing all you can, but it ain't enough.
Yeah.
I know it's rough.
Yeah,
I know it's tough.
Yeah, it's
tough. Ooh, when you're doing all you can, but it ain't enough. Well, my girlfriend called me lazy. She said, "Didn't you get a trade in the Navy? Get a straight job. Things will be better, you'll see." Well, I figured she had a point, because all I've been working is joints. So goodbye nightlife and hello straight life for me. I've got me a suit and tie, packed my resumes with a whole bunch of lies, and I headed downtown to start my new life. Well, I looked around and I got a job. And I'm gonna tell you, I was working hard, but that girl I've been talking about, she became my wife. Yeah. Now, she wanted me to bring home the bacon, but the part of the pig I got was still aching. And when I came home one night, that girl was gone. So I picked up my guitar, and I realized you don't gotta be no star. That's why I'm here in this bar singing this song. Ain't it rough?
Yeah, it's rough.
Ain't it tough?
Ooh,
when you're doing all you can, but it ain't enough. I know it rough.
I
know it's tough. When you're doing all you can, but it ain't enough. When you're doing all you can, but it ain't enough.
see thousands of people staring back at me, and it's strange, it's strange, it's strange, it's strange. You got to pick up every stitch. You got to pick up every stitch. You got to pick up every stitch. Yeah, 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 yeah. Must be the season of the witch. Must be the season of the witch. Must be the season. Pick up every stitch. You got to pick up every stitch. You got to pick up every stitch. Yeah, 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 yeah. Must be the season of the witch. Must be the season of the witch. Must be the season of the witch. Must be the season.
The name of the song is Maybe You Should Stay With Your Mama. One, two, three, four. Maybe you should stay with your mama. She can do your laundry and cook for you. Maybe you should stay with your mama. You're really kind of stupid and ugly too. Well, maybe you should stay with your mama. She can do your laundry and cook for you. Maybe you should stay with your mama. You're really kind of stupid and ugly too. You ain't really made for being out in the street. Ain't much hope for a fool like you. 'Cause if you play the game, you will get beat. Maybe you should stay with your mama. She can do your laundry and cook for you. Maybe you should stay with your mama. You're really kind of stupid and ugly too. You should never smoke in pajamas. You might start a fire and burn your face. Maybe you'll return to Manama. You could go unnoticed in such a place.
Thank you. laundry and cook for you. Maybe you should stay with your mama. You're really kind of stupid and ugly too. You should never smoke in pajamas. You might start a fire and burn your face. Maybe you'll return to Manava. You could go unnoticed in such a place. You ain't really made for being out in the street. Ain't much hope for a fool like you. Cause if you play the game, you will get beat.
Who else could rhyme Managua with mama? Then again, who else would? Frank Zappa, of course, and that was Yo Mama before Frank the peculiarly named Hole, Season of the Witch, before Hole. Comes a great pratfall. Doug McLeod, Ain't It Rough, and we opened with, can't he teaming up with Little Richard, oh my God, Rockin' with the King. We're going to open up our next set with a tribute to our friends out in California, one of, four or five states that just joined the list of places where marijuana is or is just about to be legal. Folks that don't have to spend billions and billions of dollars incarcerating people who just want to get a little high. However, our incoming attorney general said that good people do not smoke marijuana. Well, good people in about, eight, nine states representing, about a fourth or a third of the country have legalized it all within the last year, not to mention medical marijuana. So I think that Mr. Sessions, too bigoted to be appointed to a federal judgeship, is full of shit. And it ain't good shit. However, Arlo can tell it much better than I can, and he will do so in a couple of seconds.
Mike, go!
There you are, little star.
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Get the point.
London from over the pole, flying in a big airliner. Chicken flying everywhere around the plane. Could we ever feel much finer? Coming into Los Angeles, bringing in a couple of keys. Don't touch my bags if you please, Mr. Customs Man. No, we couldn't look much stranger. Walking in a hall with his things and all. Smiling, said he was the Lone Ranger. Coming into Los Angeles, bringing in a couple of keys. Don't touch my bags if you please, Mr. Customs Man. Customs man.
We are the nation's physician. Yes, we give aid to our lobbies every day. We will fight against disease when the money comes with ease, and when we get together we say, hooray for the AMA, and for us doctors lots of higher pay. If you can't afford my bill, don't you tell me that you're ill, 'cause that's the free enterprise way. We've divided up the sections of the body. Every day we specialize more and more. But we really love to stitch the diseases of the rich. We are sure there is a clinic for the poor. Hooray for the AMA, and for us doctors lots of higher pay. If you can't afford my bill, don't you tell me that you're ill, 'cause that's the free enterprise way. And our waiting rooms are getting pretty crowded. It is sad to see our patients sit and bleed. But if you must use our ointment, then you must have an appointment, or who'll pay for those magazines you read? Hooray for the AMA, and for us doctors let's have higher pay. If you can't afford my bill, don't you tell me that you're ill, 'cause that's the free enterprise way. And now the government is getting too ambitious. Yes, we know they want to socialize us all. Well, our oath was Hippocratic, but with money we're fanatics, so we'll see you in Canada in the fall. Hooray for the AMA, and for us doctors let's have higher pay. If you can't afford my bill, don't you tell me that you're ill, 'cause that's the free enterprise way.
Tell me, here is the lock and laughter. time to. And your gravity fails and negativity don't pull you through. Don't put on any airs when you're down on Rue Morgue Avenue. They got some hungry women there and they'll really make a mess out of you. Well, if you see St. Annie, please tell her thanks a lot. I cannot move and my fingers, they are all in a knot. I haven't got the strength to get up and take another shot. Goddess of gloom. She speaks good English and she invites you up into her room. And you're so kind and careful not to go to her too soon. And she takes your and leaves you howling at the moon. Well, up on Housing Project Hill, it's either fortune or fame. You can pick one or the other, though neither of them ought to be what they claim. And if you're looking to get silly, you better go back to from where you came. Because the cops don't need you, and man, they expect the same. Now all the authorities, they just stand around. Sergeant-at-arms into leaving his post and picking up Angel, who just arrived here from the coast, who looked so fine at first and left looking just like a ghost. Thank you.
What a beautiful voice. Taking it from the top this time around, Arlo Guthrie coming into Los Angeles, or Los Angeles. The Beatles, two of us. Weren't there four? The late, very great Phil Oakes AMA song, just as vital today, probably vitaler and about to become even more vital. Just wait. Cosby steals the cash and runs. Sweet Judy Blue Eyes and the woman that Stephen Stills was singing about in that there song. Judy Collins, Tom Thumb Blues, Bob Dylan classic. Her voice is still amazing to this very day. She's got a new album out. A couple days ago, we lost another one of the truly greats, and this time we lost probably just the most amazingly unique vocalist I've ever heard in my life. That says a lot. Keeping in mind that as kids in English class, we were told that you can't modify the word unique. Something isn't more unique than the other. Either it's unique or it's not. Mose Allison puts the lie to that theory. He was most unique. Man without a category. Was he a jazz singer? Jazz pianist? They called him the William Faulkner of jazz. Was he a blues performer? Well, you hear stuff a lot on blues programs. Not unlike this one, but nothing's like this one. His stuff has been covered by rockers like, oh, The Who, The Clash, Elvis Costello, Eric Clapton, the sadly late Leon Russell, Blue Cheer, The Yardbirds, Ray Davies, Bill Wyman. We've played a lot of his stuff here at Weird Sounds, and we will continue to do so. Usually I like to play some of the more obscure tracks, stuff that you probably haven't heard or haven't heard lately. This time, we're only going to play four of Mose's tracks, and they're all among his hits. All of them have been played here before and many, many other places. I say this unapologetically. We'll get to, you know, some of his more obscure stuff later on, as we have before, but the dude was 89. He had just retired fairly recently. I think his last album came out a couple of years ago. I'm going to miss him immensely, but like all of the greats, we've got tons and tons of wax to get to, and I'm going to start right now.
You're sitting there yakking right in my face. I guess I'm going to have to put you in your place. You know, if silence was golden, you couldn't raise a dime. Because your mind is on vacation and your mouth is working overtime. You quoting figures and dropping names. You telling stories about the dames. You're over laughing when things ain't funny. You're trying to sound like the big money. You know if talk was criminal, you'd lead a life of crime. Because your mind is on vacation and your mouth is working overtime. Life is short, talk is cheap. Don't be making promises that you can't keep. You don't like this little song I'm singing, just grin and bear it. All I can say is if the shoe fits or wear it, and you must keep talking, please try to make it rhyme. Because your mind is on vacation and your mouth is working overtime.
sitting over here on Parchment Farm. Well, I'm sitting over here on Parchment Farm. Well, I'm sitting over here on Parchment Farm, and I ain't never done no man no harm. Well, I'm putting that cotton in an 11-foot sack. Well, I'm putting that cotton in an 11-foot sack. Well, I'm putting that cotton in an 11-foot sack with a 12-gauge shotgun at my back. Sitting over here on number 9. I'm sitting over here on number 9. Well, I'm sitting over here on number 9, and all I did was drink my wine. Rest of my life, I'm gonna be on this farm for my natural life. Well, I'm gonna be here for the rest of my life, and all I did was shoot my wife. I'm sitting over here on Parchment Farm. Ever since the world ended, I don't go out as much. People that I once befriended just don't bother to stay in touch. Things that used to seem so splendid don't really matter today. It's just as well the world ended. It wasn't working anyway. Ever since the world ended, there's no more Bible Belt. Remember how we all pretended, going round lying about the way we felt. Every rule has been amended. There's no one keeping score. It's just as well the world ended. We couldn't have taken much more. Thank you. ever since the world ended. There's no more black or white. Ever since we all got blended, there's no more reason to fuss and fight. Dogmas that we once defended no longer seem worthwhile. Ever since the world ended, I faced the future. With a smile. I'm a certified senior citizen, and I don't have to pay full fare. You might ignore me, but doctors adore me. I got my benefits, got my Medicare. I'm a certified senior citizen. Excuse me while I take my nap. You don't like my driving, I don't like your jiving. Just don't give me that old-timer crap. It's true, it could happen to you. Take a bus. Every single day there's more of us. I'm a certified senior citizen. Got Florida on my mind. I won't even mess with checkers or chess. Just take me to the place where they bump and grind. This year, it all seems so clear. Understood, it ain't nothing like another childhood. I'm a certified senior citizen, and one of these days I'm gonna get myself a great Panthers punk rock band, raise hell in Arizona. Thank you.
Oh, no. Thank you, Mose. In order from the top, that was Your Mind Is on Vacation, followed by Parchment Farm. I think that was his first hit. Followed by Ever Since the World Ended. You always suspected that, didn't you? And we close with a live version, which is, I know, kind of ironic, of Certified Senior Citizen. Mose Allison, 89. Live forever in our hearts, our minds, and on Weird Sounds Inside the Gold Mine. It's time for our I'm Against It set. We've done a lot of these, but this is the first time we've actually called it the I'm Against It set. But first, we're gonna doo-wop ya.
Mike, go!
It's me in the Norrell Subbeat. Down your door.
Weird Sounds Inside the Gold Mine.
Get the point.
Thank you.
touch your fairway.
Thank you.
don't know what they have to say. It makes no difference anyway. Whatever it is, I'm against it. No matter what it is or who commenced it, I'm against it. Your proposition may be good, but let's have one thing understood. Whatever it is, I'm against it. And even when you've changed it or condensed it, I'm against it. I'm opposed to it. On general principles, I'm opposed to it.
He's opposed to it. In fact, indeed, he's opposed to it.
For months before my son was born, I used to yell from night till morn, whatever it is, I'm against it. And I've kept yelling since I first commenced it. I'm against it.
Knowing Dad as I do, I'd not advise you to displease him or tease him. No, no. Don't double cross him or toss him around. When dear old Dad once gets mad, he's a hound.
My son is right, I'm quick to fight, I'm from a fighting clan. When I'm abused or badly used, I always get my man. No matter if he's in Peru, Paducah, or Japan, I go ahead alive or dead, I always get my man. I soon dispose of all of those who put me on the pan. Like Shakespeare said to Nathan Hale, I always get my man. I always get my man.
Congratulations. Wonderful, Professor.
Marvelous.
All right, scram, boys. I'll meet you in the barbershop.
Country to build a new vision, far from the riches of kingdom and gold. While we bullied, stole, and bought a homeland, we began the slaughter of the red man. But still from near and far to seek America, they came by thousands to conquer the world. But she just patiently smiled and bore a child. And guiding light. dressed as a chair of injustice. Kind was the spirit in many a way, but its protectors and friends have been sleeping. Now it's a monster and will not obey. The cities have turned into jungles, and corruption is spread in the land. The police force is watching the people, and the people just can't understand. We don't know how to mind our own business, 'cause the whole world's got to be just like us.
I'm not just talking about this dirt right underneath our feet here. The whole world, the whole earth belongs to everybody. Each and every one of us, each and every one of us on the planet owns all the planet. Now what we got to do, what we got to do is have a plan. I have a dream. I have a vision that everybody on the planet gonna get together, and they're gonna go to the amusement park of my mind,
Mojo World,
where there's water slides with loop-de-loops, barbecue sauce in the water slides, and there's go-kart tracks going through the middle of the loop-de-loop and the water slide, and there's drive-in movie theater showing Vanishing Point, Two-Lane Blacktop, Thunder Road every night. And you can always buy Cheese Whiz, Beanie Weenie's Royal Ground Pomade, and liquor stores open 24 hours a day, every day. Yeah, and there's no fool wearing a little badge saying we ID under 25. If they ID you and you're old enough to buy it, then you get it free. That's Mojo World. Yeah, and every Saturday night, tribute to a great American hero. It's Evel Knievel Saturday night there at Mojo World. There's cheap beer, live music, 24-hour record store. You can buy Brunswick stew and hot dogs and coleslaw on them. Y'all probably saying, Mojo, how'd I get to this place? I want to go. Everybody wants to go to Mojo World. Let me tell you what you got to do. Turn right at the light. Go past the trailer parks. Stand naked, singing in the blazing sunlight of liberty. You gotta sing. You gotta sing.
This land is your land. This land is mine.
Lots of people have covered Woody Guthrie's immortal This Land Is Your Land. You probably even sang it in school, but I don't think that there was a more appropriately angry version of that track than Mojo Nixon's, which you just heard. And by the way, that verse about private property, that was censored out of the original version of Woody's song. Before Mojo, Steppenwolf, Monster. Before Steppenwolf, Groucho Marx, I'm Against It. Before Groucho, the Ramones singing I'm Against It. We opened with Patti Smith and her astonishing cover of Pete Townsend's My Generation. It's time for the Big Babble. See any swastikas lately? They've been popping up all over the place. It seems that the Trump voters feel ennobled by the election and that therefore they can harass, intimidate, beat on people they don't like Muslims and Jews and blacks and gays. What a coincidence. You'd think that Trump got the endorsement from the American Nazi Party and the Ku Klux Klan. The latest incident, as of this taping, the Beastie Boys' Adam Yauch, his grave was vandalized with swastikas and pro-Trump graffiti. And yes, I actually did bother to see what it was that was said from the stage last Friday night at the Broadway performance of Hamilton in front of our incoming vice president-elect and president-elect. And it was really innocuous, just sort of reminding everybody that this is America. This is what America is about. And Trump immediately demanded an apology, and people are going apeshit all over the internet. Oh, it's going to be a really interesting 2 years, isn't it? Your mileage may vary, at Mike Gold. We'll be back next week, same batshit time, same batshit channel. This is indeed Weird Sounds Inside the Gold Mine. This is indeed GetThePointRadio.com. And we're bringing Arlo Guthrie back. He's going to sing about the road to everywhere.
It's along the road to everywhere, I explained to Max and Man, that we are now and still somehow, I guess you both know where I am. Still you must be wandering, and you look like you're in pain. We're out on the road to everywhere, standing in the rain. And then with a grin, he moved his chin and pointed with his face. He looked up there right in the air, said, this must be space. What are you with? I stood and cheered, we've both been here before. So he looked a bend, and then he went to come upon once more. Moments passed, they made a glass, no images remain. They come and go like things you know, like standing in the rain. They've just forgotten memories until they all come real. And all the hands across the land commence to turn the wheel. Turn the wheel.
Thank you.
The boys wouldn't have been so happy if they had chanced to look behind them, for at that moment, a scaly green hand was raising a strange weapon and pointing it right at their heads. Don't miss the next exciting episode.
Weird Sounds Inside the Goldmind.
This has been an arrogant MGMS production, which is solely irresponsible for its content.
You bet my sweet ass.
Get the Point Radio.